This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour special report recorded on September 20th, 2017. I'm Mark Boulanger. A new study presented to the United Nations General Assembly shows that more than 40 million people around the world were victims of modern slavery in 2016. The study was prepared jointly by the UN's International Labour Organization and the Walk Free Foundation. The new estimates show that among the 40 million victims of modern slavery, about 25 million were in forced labor and 15 million were in forced marriage. Women and girls who are disproportionately affected by modern slavery accounted for about 70% of the total. The ILO also released an estimate of child labor, which confirms that about 152 million children aged between 5 and 17 were subject to child labor. Most of the children, some 70%, were working in agriculture. One of the organizations working against modern-day slavery is Freedom United. It has released a video asking people to support the struggle against modern-day slavery.
Today, a 14-year-old girl, recruited as a nanny, is sold to a brothel in Bangkok. A 5-year-old boy, trapped by his father's debt, labors in a brickyard in rural India. A woman from Nigeria, tricked by a fake job offer, is held captive as a maid in a home outside Washington, D.C. Each day, in places around the world, men, women, and children are working for little or no pay, living in fear, controlled by threats, by debt, by violence. We call it by many different names, but it all amounts to the same thing: modern-day slavery. Today, there are over 45 million people enslaved worldwide. They are in every country, including yours. But never underestimate the power of one person taking a stand. If you take a stand, and a friend takes a stand, and then another, if millions of people around the world demand action, we can build the global movement necessary to end modern-day slavery in our generation. So the little girl in Bangkok, the boy in India, the young woman in Washington, D.C., and all others like them can unite in freedom. Together we are fighting to end modern-day slavery. Every kind, everywhere. Join us at Freedom United. One voice against modern slavery.
Beate Andries is the head of the ILO Special Action Program to combat forced labor.
Forced labor is any type of work or service where people are coerced. They work under conditions that they have not freely chosen, and then they cannot leave without losing, for instance, their salary, or without being threatened, or without being restricted to actually leave the place where they are. Some people call this modern-day slavery, others call it trafficking, but it's all captured by this notion of forced labor. It also includes prostitution or forced begging. It doesn't have to be formal work. It can be any type of service. The main sectors are agriculture, in many, especially in developing countries, but also in industrialized countries. We also see a lot of forced labor in domestic work or care work, in the entertainment industry, of course, in construction and in manufacturing. As a consumer, you can contribute by just asking some more questions: where your t-shirt is coming from, or under what conditions the person working, helping you in your household is actually employed. And then you can also write letters to your deputy or to the government to ask for more effective action. That has an impact as well. And finally, there are many groups, community groups, all over the world that have been created to actually take direct action to assist victims and to raise awareness. You can join these groups.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. Radio Labor's newscasts are available on its website, iTunes, mobile phones, union websites, and community radio stations. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Labor. I'm Mark Boulanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.